This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Our next guests are, we've got Alex Greenwich,
You nearly forgot the name then, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I had to think about who I was going to introduce first, you see, but it's always polite to do an MP first. Alex, good morning. You're the member of Sydney and also the co-convener of Australian Marriage Equality. And sitting right next to you, we have Tim Peppert, who's the State Director of Australian Marriage Equality. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Morning.
So tell us, why are you in Melbourne today?
Well, we're here to promote the film festival, and particularly a film that's coming out.
The Melbourne Queer Film Festival, which has only just started.
It started on Thursday night, yes. And on Sunday there is the screening of Evan Wolfson's film, The Freedom to Marry, which is a really inspiring movie about the journey to marriage equality in the US.
And who is Evan? Evan's a New York man?
Evan is the president and founder of the Freedom to Marry organisation in the US, and that's largely considered to be sort of the beginning of what the global movement to marriage equality was. And so Evan's film is this wonderful journey of over 30 years of advocacy to achieve reform, and then we got to the point in the US where the Supreme Court voted in favour of it.
And so post the film, there'll be a bit of a panel presentation.
That's right.
And you're both part of that?
Indeed. And Dean Beck from Joy will be our moderator.
Oh, wonderful.
And, is Dean going to be moderate?
Well, that's a different question. But he will be discussing the situation with marriage equality in Australia, and there will be Alex and myself and Anna Brown of the Human Rights Legal Centre, who's also a co-chair of Australians for Equality and partners with Australian Marriage Equality in the Equality Campaign.
Have you invited Peter Dutton?
No, actually, I could give him a spare ticket, but I'm not sure whether that would... Also, too, he's got problems with his flights that he comes to functions and he doesn't get authorisation, so...
He also had a problem with his phone during the week, and he lashed out at poor old Andy Penn at Telstra about that. I wanted to briefly touch on the letter that the...
But before you do that, okay. Macca, 317 just says, love Alex Greenwich. You've got a fan here. So smart and cute.
That's very sweet.
He never says that about us.
No, he doesn't, actually. Mm. 317, get your act together.
That's right. A number of CEOs, how many was it? Was it 30?
I think it's over 30, yep. CEOs, yes.
Signed a letter to the Prime Minister as to why we need marriage equality now.
Can I make a recommendation? Next time you do that, can you actually have their title?
Or their company.
Underneath their name, because, you know, I had to go off and Google all their names and work out who they are. I mean, I knew some of them, obviously, but not all of them. I'm not that well connected.
The combined turnover of those companies is well over $100 billion.
And indeed, we're talking hundreds of thousands of employees, yep. And we're talking millions of customers. So it was really wonderful to see these CEOs show that level of leadership on the issue. And it's quite clear that they, just, you know, like the various people we meet as we travel around Australia, are showing leadership on this issue. And we really need that same leadership to be demonstrated in Canberra.
How did you manage to bully them? I mean, I know some of these CEOs, and believe me...
Macca, I think you said today it's not possible to bully them.
It's not.
And, you know, I think people are really wanting to stand up and show leadership on this issue. And whether it is a CEO or whether it is the mayor of a regional council, people are proud to support marriage equality. And
why?
They're proud.
What's shifted? What's the difference?
You know, it's interesting. This is sort of my 10th year advocating for marriage equality, and I've seen support rise from 38% to now 72%. And I think what has happened is there have been conversations either around the dinner table or the boardroom table about this reform. And I think when people realise that this is something that harms no one, is all about making people happy, costs nothing, they really understand why it's important to support it. I also think that particularly these CEOs, like all these, you know, rural and regional mayors who constantly come out and support, really think this will be a wonderful thing for our country. I mean, it's a reform that unites people across the political spectrum. It's something that we can all achieve together. And I think people are really keen for our parliament to come together and deliver something that makes people happy.
Alex, we were in Sydney a couple of weekends ago for Mardi Gras, and we did speak with a number of political and community and business leaders. And the common theme that we heard from business leaders was that this now makes good business sense. If you want to have a stable workforce that feels included, that's going to be productive, that's going to deliver to their maximum, supporting something like marriage equality is a no-brainer. So ANZ, Medibank, Holden and a whole lot of others have actually now come out in support of marriage equality. That is, again, a big shift.
Absolutely. And they're also sending the message to their employees and to their customers that they have their back. You know, they support their right to be treated equally and fairly under the law. And I think that that's a wonderful thing.
And I think one of the important facts about that letter is those CEOs, they signed as individuals. And, of course, you can't divorce the fact who they are from the company that they're the CEO of. But they understood what they were doing. They knew what they were doing. They did it willingly. They weren't bullied into it, Peter Dutton. And that's such a powerful message for their staff and for their customers. But the next step is, so we, you know, I know that behind the scenes there's a lot of discussion in some parts of the government about this issue and what we need to do. Is it false hope? Is it possible that we could have marriage equality this term? You know, if flights from far north Queensland, say George Christensen, couldn't get there, and Uncle Erica Betts and all, and that other basket of deplorables, I can say that. I know you can't.
I don't know, can you?
Are they going to... Have we got false hope, or is it we're still going to have to wait potentially for a change of government?
I don't think we have false hope. There is more support than ever before in our parliament. If we have a look at this year, what's been achieved already, we've had a Senate inquiry report deliver a consensus report. Yep. So from across the political spectrum...
Which is pretty rare.
Pretty rare, and particularly it was senators who oppose marriage equality, like the chair, David Fawcett, and it was those who strongly support marriage equality, like Louise Pratt, all coming together and say, this is how you get the legislation right. Now we need to turn that process into an actual bill, and then we need to turn that into a parliamentary process. So these things do take a bit of time, but the good news is we've got more support than ever before. Our campaign is stronger than ever before. Yep. Tim's been travelling around various centres like Shepparton, Torquay, and a number of other places, activating communities to support this reform. And, you know, I think we're sending that clear message to people that this isn't going away. And your comments about Peter Dutton, I totally understand why he's frustrated. Mm. Because here's another week where the government is talking about marriage equality rather than other issues. And that will be the case until we achieve this reform.
I mean, to me, you know, it makes sense to all of us and it makes sense to all our supporters. But, you know, we're a bit tired of it. We're a bit tired, you know, that we're waiting. We know there is the numbers there. And it is. It's like, oh, for God's sake.
I know you can get tired, but you can also get inspired because this is a reform which has been led from the grassroots. Mm. So whenever I talk to campaigners, whether they're in Nowra or Toowoomba, hearing the work that they're doing, the conversations they're having in their communities about treating their gay and lesbian friends and family members with dignity and respect, fighting for their equality, that keeps me going.
And that's a very good point because we've been in Shepparton and the main village cinema in Shepparton, we held the film there, The Freedom to Marry, and lots of other people going to the cinema, seeing other films, say, oh, that looks a really good film. Oh, is that going to show again and we'll come back again to see it? It's not an Oxford Street issue.
No. We're just going to take a quick break, then we'll come back and we'll give you time to think about the question, Alex. A listener has asked, Alex, No, you're not allowed to answer yet. What will you do when the law is changed? And we had a message. We have Alex Greenwich, the state New South Wales state member for Sydney, and Tim Peppard from Marriage Equality in Victoria. Now, the message that that I'm asking you, Tim, Alex, what will you do when the law is changed? Now, you are already married, aren't you?
Well, I think my husband will be particularly happy that I'll be spending a bit more time on our marriage and a bit less time on other people's.
Than everyone else's.
So I think he'll be happy. But, you know, I obviously am very lucky to be in the New South Wales Parliament and really have a great role there. And I think, you know, when we get to that point, there's just so many people to thank. You know, people like Tim, who's worked so tirelessly and hard on this reform, people like Dawn Hawkins in the Gilmore electorate, who's growing support there, and all the corporates who have come out and support publicly, and all the councils. So I think, you know, I think this is something which will be celebrated by so many people, because this will be a reform which has been achieved by community activism and effective community activism, and that's something that should make us all very proud.
You'd be able to have a legally recognised Australian marriage.
Indeed, which will be a wonderful occasion. I'm sure we'll do a big celebration. Vic and I have our 5-year wedding anniversary this year. We got married in Argentina 5 years ago, so we're looking forward to celebrating that. And it would be wonderful if we could celebrate that as, you know, legally married in our own country.
I actually pictured George Christensen as one of the, you know, the flower girls. Is it? Well,
Mac, don't.
It's not an image, is it?
Spoiling the show.
Have to have the.
Well, you know, I think it's. You know, we talk about, you listed these people who are strong opponents of marriage equality, and I think the key thing here is I want them to have the opportunity to vote no in Parliament.
Yeah.
Just as I want people like Tim Wilson and Trent Zimmerman to have the opportunity to vote for marriage equality. We need to have a free vote in our parliament.
Yes.
People can vote freely and according to their conscience. They should be able to have their vote informed by their constituents, informed by their conscience, and informed by their values. That's all we're asking for.
So, Alex, as part of your campaign, or that campaign, you've got business mobilised. You've got a series of town hall-style events occurring all over regional Australia. What else can we expect over the next short period?
Well, one thing we're really encouraging people to do is to contact their MPs and senators. You know, for many of us, this is an obvious reform, and we just think people know their strong support. We need to make sure that that message gets through to your elected officials. So if people want to know what they can do this weekend in Victoria, they can email all Victorian senators, whether they are Labor, National or Liberal, and tell them why they support marriage equality and urge their senators to vote for it. So that's one thing that if everybody who's listening
Simple,
to this show
easy.
Did, yeah. Email your Victorian senators, that has a really big impact.
Even Bridget McKenzie.
Indeed.
You can love the sheep, but not the shepherd. we are at I think we're getting close to a tipping point on it. Equally, you know, if someone said to me 5 years ago, there's going to be a Pride Centre in Victoria, I would have laughed. But I think we're at a tipping point with marriage equality. And I think what's going to, if we get to the point of having a vote in the Parliament, it's going to be the fact that the government can't talk about anything else, because this is a constant distraction and disruption to them, that they need to get it out of the way. But obviously not the bill that they proposed, you know, a new bill, but they need to get it out of the way, because you can see with some of the people, the ministers who oppose it, they are so frustrated. Not only do they oppose marriage equality, but they're so frustrated that people are talking about this. You know, why aren't they talking about other things? Well, you know what? Because it's actually
important.
It's the basis of people's
it's
lives.
It's important.
And we need it out of the way so we can move on.
So Alex, you're an MP. What do you think is going on in Canberra in the Liberal Party room? I mean, they must just be tearing each other apart.
Well, I hope they're not, and I hope they're having an open and frank conversation about this reform. I think one of the big differences between
that's such a tactful response.
I think one
Come
of the
on,
big I think
really
I think one of the
fight?
I think one of the big differences between between this parliament and the last parliament is we now have openly gay, three openly gay members of the coalition in the lower house and Dean Smith in the Senate. That has a really big impact because their colleagues are no longer talking about this from a policy perspective. It's a people
perspective.
It's personal. So when they go to vote, it's not, you know, what are you voting for? It's who you're voting for.
Yeah.
And, you know, people like Tim Trent and Trevor Evans just have my greatest respect because they are working extremely hard to work with their colleagues to a point where we can have marriage equality in Australia. And you know, it's not an easy gig.
Warren Inch, is Warren still active in this area? We've spoken to him on air about this at some length. Actually, is he still active in this, or is he? He did indicate he'd said that he was going to take his bat and go home on it because he was over it. But then at the end of the interview, he said, "Oh, look, I can't really. Something I care about, I've got to keep at it." Well,
Warren is and continues to be a passionate supporter of our community. And I think, you know, we need to also look at the context of how we're talking about marriage equality now, which was the government did go to the last election with a policy of a plebiscite. Now, none of us liked that policy, but that was their policy.
And we rolled us.
Sure. And so now we know that that has been voted down. We know that funds for it have been reallocated. But we know that, you know, that was strongly advocated by people in the coalition and they formed government. What we now need to do as a community is work with our supporters in the coalition, work with the opposition and the crossbench to a point where we can move now forward. But that was their policy. We now need to work with them to change that policy so we can move forward to a parliamentary process.
Now, I have to say that the government went to the election with that policy, yes, and they say they have a mandate. They also went to that election with a policy about changes to superannuation, right? And to use Tim Wilson's words, no, we didn't change that, we modified it, right? So, you know, the whole of other policies they went to an election with, which they said they had a mandate, not having a discussion about what a mandate is, but those policies, they were happy to drop and change, but this one, they want to hang their undies on. Well, guys, you know, be consistent. Don't say, we have a mandate for this, but the other stuff that they went to the election with, they also had a mandate on. It was quite convenient to drop that. So I think, yeah, we want a reasoned debate on it. Well, get on with it.
Right? Indeed, and that's what we keep on encouraging them to do.
Get on with it.
I was going to say we've had a fair bit of listener feedback. One of my favourites is from one of our regular listeners, number 317, who says, I'm going to send Tim Wilson some nice beers.
He's already had some nice beers.
I suspect they're going to be Cooper's beers. So you must have observed all of that during the week. What's your reaction to the Cooper's turnaround?
Well, you know, I think it's important that we, as a community, send a strong message that we want to have conversations about marriage equality with people. And indeed, it's when you have conversations, it's been my experience, you actually win over people's hearts and minds. So I hope that everybody knows that if they have a concern or a question or are uncertain about marriage equality or opposed to marriage equality, that we'd love to talk to them. You know, we'll shout the beers, we'll have a good chat. I think that this week has sent a strong message to the government that people are still going to be talking about marriage equality.
It's not going away.
It's not going away. And this is a reform which is a historic opportunity for the Turnbull government to deliver on. And if you have a look at John Key or David Cameron or Barack Obama, for all of them, achieving marriage equality was part of their legacy.
Tim, what can we expect to see in Victoria now?
In Victoria, we're going to see more regional tours. Again, it's the...
Are there any hot seats that were hot spots that we need to focus
on?
Well,
I think Corangamite's a hot spot. Torquay, the area down there. Sarah Henderson has said she supports marriage equality and she will vote for it. But we are sending a message that the electorate overwhelmingly supports marriage equality and will support her if she stands up when a time is needed a few independent Liberal backbenchers to stand up, that the electorate will definitely support her to do so.
So Corangamite, where else can we expect to see some...
Berwick, that's the electorate of Latrobe.
Yep.
Box Hill, which is Chisholm. And Shepparton is Murray with Damien Drum, who's also the Nationals whip.
Yes.
And also to... it's not party support for marriage equality is not party political. There are a number of regional and rural people who would normally vote Nationals who support marriage equality.
And I mean, it isn't a political question. It has become political because some politicians have made it political. And, you know, the important thing to remember is, have the discussion. I mean, I want to have sometimes a more robust discussion. But I think we are getting to a tipping point, Alex. I think the government is going to have to do something on this. They can't let this run for another 2 years. It is such...
Well, it's hurting them.
It's hurting them, but it's such a distraction. And, you know, some of the announcements they've made, which I think are really interesting and deserve much more discussion, they're not getting traction because of this issue. And, you know, people need to, you know, get on with it, guys. Come on.
So just to sort of wind this up, you know, the community activist in me is going to ask you again. So for those listeners of ours who live in Box Hill or Torquay or Shepparton or Berwick, what can our listeners
contact
who have connections
their local
there,
MPs,
yes,
federal MPs,
federal MPs, and say we support you if you are more active in supporting marriage equality?
And I think in terms of resources, if people need resources about how to meet their MP or how to contact their MP, those are all available at the equalitycampaign.org.au. So that's a website where people can get a guide on how to meet your MP, get their MP's contact details. So that's equalitycampaign.org.au.
Yeah.
And we also have new brochures out in a range of different languages as well.
Good.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Alex Greenwich, Tim Peppard, thank you, guys. Thank you for your work. It's not over yet, but, you know, there's light at the end of the tunnel and it's not a train coming the other way.
There is, Macca, that's right.
So stick at it. And we have a message here that 317 suggests Tim Wilson should cross the floor. Perhaps.
Yeah, let's hope.
I think my toenails will go ingrown before
the last time we spoke with our Tim in this studio on a Saturday morning, he tried to argue the merits of a plebiscite.
He accused us, you and I, of opposing marriage equality because we opposed the plebiscite.
That was a pretty fiery conversation from what I recall.
Well, as we all know, Tim is a very passionate person. He's a very active, you know, member of the parliament. And, you know, I'm obviously keen to continue to work with him and whoever we need to work with to get this across the line through a parliamentary vote.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But I'd just like to add that we consider the plebiscite to be dead.
Yes.
So just to finish off, Alex, what next? What happens after marriage equality is law for you?
Well, we've obviously got more work to do to get it there first. So, as I said, if everybody listening to the show contacts their senators and their local members about marriage equality this weekend, that would be amazing.
Yes.
Following the achievement of marriage equality, there's still a lot more that we need to do for our community, whether it is, you know, funding and supporting support services, whether it's a whole range of trans and intersex law reforms, whether it's all been a part of making sure the Victorian Pride Centre is a massive success, which I'm sure it will be, and replicating those Pride Centres in states across the country, that would also be amazing. So there's lots more to do.
Good on you. Thank you very much for
your
time.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.